Dr. Stacy Smallwood, chair of the One Borough Commission and professor at Georgia Southern University, said the longest table event will be happening Saturday, April 29, the first time in about 4 years because of the pandemic. The longest table event brings together people who might not otherwise share a meal to dine at rectangular tables outside, having topics of discussion from facilitators. Dr. Stacy Smallwood, chair of the One Borough Commission and professor at Georgia Southern University. Photo by Ron Baxley Jr. We have facilitators at each table who pose questions. For example, what does it mean for you to be a part of the community? What do you love about your community? What do you want to see improved? Dr. Smallwood stated. The event also encourages a sharing of creative multimedia presentations about diversity from many in the community, a highlight of the event. Dr. Smallwood said, we want to put a spotlight on the great work these organizations are doing. We recognize there are folks who are doing a lot of work to make our community welcoming and inclusive. Diversity is about more than race and ethnicity. It's about class, gender, sexuality, family status, ability and disability, national origin, and more. We think of diversity as expansively as our identities are. The longest table to be held outdoors in downtown Statesboro, the longest table, as it was before, will be tentatively held in a repurposed alley space beside one of GSU's buildings downtown, a space that extends to the Roxy Remley Center for the Fine Arts of the Averitt Center for the Arts. Dr. Smallwood said they wanted to hold the longest table earlier in the year this time because of the weather and given the number of years that it has not occurred. Site for the longest table event near the GSU building downtown. Photo by Ron Baxley Jr. The longest table involves area restaurants and multiple organizations drive. Smallwood stated the longest table event will, again, include a meal, but they are still working on the restaurants that will be involved. Donations may be different this year, he added. However, he said that the longest table will be free of charge to those who attend. The City of Statesboro Commission, GSU, and other organizations will be involved, as well. We are going to recruit other organizations to be a part of it, Dr. Smallwood said. We at One Borough want to be a nexus point for people and organizations for inclusivity. We have had considerable support for our programs and policies. Another view of the site for the longest table near the GSU building in downtown Statesboro. Photo by Ron Baxley Jr. One Borough has accomplished a lot drive. Smallwood said they worked with the city on a non-discrimination and equity ordinance, making Statesboro the 11th city in Georgia to have this ordinance. We wanted to reinforce that locally. We do not have a state law like this, he said. The One Borough page on the City of Statesboro website includes a portion of the federal 1964 Civil Rights Act, a discrimination complaint form, and a summary of the discrimination ordinance's purpose. The Statesboro Ordinance, 2020-07-CH-80, passed in October 2020, makes it unlawful to discriminate for any reason. One Borough, in September of last year, sponsored a violence prevention forum, securing Statesboro beyond the numbers. Dr. Smallwood said, it was an opportunity for us to come together as a community to prevent violence. Their next initiative of One Borough after the longest table will involve workforce development and finding jobs for those who were previously incarcerated. For more information on One Borough, see https://www.statesboroga.gov/oneborough.